Welcome to the Clear Shots Podcast with Seth Skinner and Jake Jones.
Hey guys, today you're going to hear part two of episode 55. Please enjoy.
Crazy that we talked about this last week, but I think it is crazy that a Swayman doesn't have a Taco Bell still.
Outrageous. I was I lived in a house that the landlord had a spot. It was next to Kenny's, and two over were both Waterbury houses, and he said that Taco Bell tried to buy out those houses so they could clear them and put it there, but Waterbury owed so much in taxes that they threw the deal out and cost my landlord, great landlord, like $120,000. He could have gotten for a $60,000 property.
Jesus.
Seems like a good deal.
Right? Waterbury, fucking Waterbury.
Waterbury's a great guy, isn't he?
Good guy.
To correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't he the one that, like, if people couldn't pay their rent, he's like, yeah, if you jerk me off, I'll cover your expenses. Isn't
in that so what many happened? Words.
What'd you say?
In so many words.
Yeah, and pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah, seems like a good deal, though, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You just have to touch a dick a little bit.
They're here, they're there.
What do you think about hand jobs? Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
I like hand jobs better than blowjobs.
Really?
Here's the thing. Majority of blowjobs I've gotten in my life are garbage.
That's a good point.
Well, it's a scenario thing.
That's a good point.
When you can't just keep getting the same thing. You gotta go like... Yeah. You gotta mix it up, switch it around.
Spice of life, yeah.
I'd say, you know, if I know that I'm grungy down there... Right. And I'm about to get a blowjob, I'm kind of more resistant to it. I'm like, let me wash up first or do something. Yeah, it has to be an occasion, you know? Right. The idea of a spontaneous blowjob is good in theory, not as good in practice. Because when you're done, you got, like, saliva on your dick, and, like, you have to do something about that. You can't suck the saliva off, because then you have more saliva on there, you know?
No.
You got your dick towel?
Dicktowel.com.
You need those, like, you need those things of, like, the towelettes that you get at, like, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh. Alcohol?
Yeah, yeah.
The alcohol wipes just...
Yeah, the
80%
little...
80% isopropyl. Yeah. Right,
yeah. You could just use baby wipes, right? Baby wipes for everything else.
You're freshen up.
I'd say a good blowjob is better than a good hand
job.
Yes, 100%. Most hand jobs are good, though. More hand jobs are good more often than blowjobs.
Really, that's what I'm going for.
I think, efficiency. I think you're saying, like, the art is easier to master.
Yeah.
Yes. You know?
It's less awkward to fix someone and have them do a better hand job than it is to, like, correct their oral workings.
Their blowjob technique.
Right, because how are you going to teach them, you know? Like, you don't have much experience.
But there's always going to be the white rabbit of blowjobs, though. Like, you can think of the best blowjob you ever received, and you're thinking, like, I don't think I'll ever get one that good ever again. And you know exactly who gave it to you, too. That's the best thing. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, damn, I wish everybody could suck dick as good as Vanessa or whatever, you know? Like, Vanessa. Damn, Vanessa.
It's always Vanessa, too.
She had shitty taste in art and music, but damn, could she suck a cock.
She found herself at the Fire Festival.
She found herself in
Michigan.
She was
sucking dicks sucking dicks in the tents.
But nobody else found her.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Anal sex is another one, man.
It's way too much work.
Mm-hmm. Too much prep. Too much.
I think so.
Too much prep, dude. Yeah.
I think it's like a lot of extra work for something that's not as good as just the OG.
Yeah, there's definitely a big. It's mostly, I don't know, get off on the fact that you're fucking someone in the ass. Like, that's that the vanity, the novelty wears off.
The novelty
wears off pretty quickly when you're like, all right, now I'm like kind of scraping.
Scraping? I don't know what you're doing.
Gotta keep putting lube on. And
you figured something weird out.
You can't be as rough. There's a lot of blood involved.
A little bit of shit.
Yeah. There's always a little bit.
How do they really? Clean in porn? Do they just like take a super soaker and blow they right
do,
up the asshole?
I'm pretty sure they just give each other enemas. Not that I've totally seen videos of that.
Is there a job? Like, there's that rumor there's like the fluffer in porn. Is there? Whose job is it to inject the enema up the porn star's asshole?
The fluffer. I wonder if there is.
I want to find it on Indeed.
Holy shit.
Well, don't.
You can make a Fiverr account for it.
Minimum wage to give Riley Reed enemas? Yes, please.
Well, make don't. A Do porn stars use porn to get it up before they?
Oh my god! Speaking of porn, I have to bring this up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
What's that?
Don't they watch porn to get it up before they do porn? They
well, porn's to. Evil and it ruins your mind. And
right, yeah, that's true. It is poison.
So there's a site, and I brought it up before. About Dank Derp Lord.
Okay, Dank Derp Lord.
About how...
I actually just watched the episode with Christian the other day.
About Dank Derp Lord?
Yeah, about Dank Derp Lord.
Have you heard about that? No. So, there's a guy that works at GameStop in Oswego that I added on Xbox. And his name on Xbox is Dankest Derp Lord. Cool guy. Great employee at GameStop. About a month after I added him on Xbox, I'm checking my email, and I have a bunch of emails for manyvids.com, which I don't know if you're aware.
Oh, I know what it is.
You know what it is. Yeah, it's a porn site. Probably one of the best out there. It's all like, it's very niche commissioned porn.
Has a lot of vids, is what it's saying.
Yeah, but you have to pay for most of them, which is the only downside.
Oh, but it's not good.
It's stuff you're not going to find anywhere else. Usually, it's very lowbrow.
So that's why he was.
It's like all homemade stuff, too. Isn't
it? Yeah, it's like all it's all homemade, amateur cam girl stuff like that.
Fair enough.
But I ended up getting emails from manyvids.com, and I was confused because I was like, I've seen it. I've never made an account. I never bought anything on there before. So it's like, thanks for the purchase, yada yada yada, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I go on the website. And I can't sign into it, so I do forgot password, get a password. It turns out that the name of the account for ManyVids is called Dankest Derp Lord, and it's in my email. Now, this is the kicker.
Well, because he works at GameStop, he has your email address.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. But this is the kicker, is that there were like 5 videos that were exclusively trap like threesomes where there'd be like 2 dick girls fucking a normal girl. There were like 4 or 5 videos of that on there. Now, mind you, eventually about 3 months ago, I found a porn star that was a cam girl. Then she was on Pornhub, and now she's exclusively on ManyVids. Well, that sucks.
That's always the move.
Yeah.
Is to go exclusive.
But I found her ManyVids account. And there's, you can buy videos, you can buy photo sets, you can commission the videos for like $250.
People buy
bucks,
photo sets?
Which is retarded.
Photos, this is like, fucking 2001.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like what is going on?
She has, this, just, I'll get to it, but I clicked the thing that says items. Personal items from this porn star. Her name's Clover Baltimore, by the way. I'm just going to read these out. Baltimore. Honest dick rating vid, $59.99. Self-explanatory.
Wait. Is it? So they what
send
do you
me send me a video or pics of your cock. I want to see you jerking off and I want to see your cum. I'll give you an honest opinion of your dick and my thoughts of what I could do with it. Video will be delivered 1 week from receipt of your pics slash video and will be a minimum of 5 minutes in length. I'll be nude in the video.
Okay, that's a good deal.
Next item: get Clover tested. Professional porn stars are required to get tested frequently. We usually get tested every 2 weeks so we can keep working. We pay for testing out of our own pocket and are tested by Talent Testing LLC, which is a service just for porn talent. This costs between $200 and $250 every test. If you want to see me in more videos, pitch in towards my testing. Everyone who donates toward testing will get a shout out on my Twitter. Thank you for keeping us safe.
Who wants a shout out from a porn star? Okay.
$59.99, buy me a manicure. So you can buy her a gift certificate to this manicure place. Another one, $59.99, used panties. Now, these ones are almost sold out.
That's a big market.
That's a huge market.
I've talked to like some of my exes, like, you should do that.
Yeah. Thong photo set.
I mean, it takes no work from you, really.
Nothing.
You
know? Nothing. Thong photo set, $8. Only one purchased. Buy me pizza, plus get a Twitter mention, $30. Buy me semi-permanent lashes, $99.99. Almost sold out. This next one, though. I showed Dan Murray all these the other day when we were hanging out, and he was fucking dying laughing.
Does she this set next these herself one, like picks? She
this next one, Smelly Bears. Are you an asshole addict? Do you want to worship my perfect butthole? Dive right into my butt cheeks with anal gummy bears or worms. This is for one bag of gummy bears or worms that I will put into my ass for you. Check select perfume below for a 10-minute custom HD vid of me making your treats. I will seal them automatically in a plastic bag after.
Is this FDA regulated?
I don't think so. But there's only one comment on this one. And it says, no too shit. Bad I don't like gummy bears, LOL. So she's letting people pay her to put gummy bears in her ass.
Okay.
And then seal them up and ship them to you.
All right.
Not even done yet. Booty pops. Buy a lollipop that I fucked my perfect pink little asshole with. Purchase includes a lifetime subscription to my premium Snapchat so you can watch me put the pop in my sweet little ass. Lollipop will be immediately sealed and mailed to you. Snapchat me back so I can see you sucking on the lollipop.
Fucking why we have so many problems in our country right now.
This is what the postal system
it wasn't Taco Bell to get people salmonella. It was a porn star who played it off.
Pussy pops. It's the same thing, but she puts a lollipop in her vagina.
Right. Naturally.
Pop that pussy.
Buy me Chick-fil-A and a bath bomb. Sold out.
Nice. That's good. Please? I can't blame her.
Yeah, you get a hell of a payoff.
I planned on having a good talk about Chick-fil-A in this episode.
Yeah. Please buy me a Chick-fil-A nugget meal and a bath bomb from Ulta, Daddy. I want to eat my nuggets in the bathtub. Daddy. I do this every Wednesday. Purchase
of this. I do this every night.
Purchase of this item includes a lifetime subscription to my premium Snapchat. This is the one that fucking Dan died laughing at. Big fleshy dildo, heavily used.
That's
sold out. Buy this big fleshy dildo that I've used frequently and used in one of my recent videos. Purchase includes a custom exclusive video of me using the dildo and streaming your name. Mm. Then immediately sealing the dildo in a plastic bag and shipping it.
Immediately. Wow.
Now this is the one that gets me. Now we started this one off with honest dick rating video.
Right.
Now this one is just dick rating video.
Oh, this one's
it is cheaper, right. Sold out, and it's just please send me photos or a video of your dick and you jerking off.
Oh, so the other one would be like the Fendom, or what, like one where she's like, yeah, gonna install
you. She's gonna go. She's honest.
Dinner, buy me a manicure. But yeah, I thought that was funny. But this is the kicker too. This is the fucking best part.
So was Derp Lord doing all this or what?
No.
Too bad I don't like gummy bears.
That's the best thing I've ever seen. Ever. Yeah,
that is a shame. I mean, could you do like a special request and never do something else, or
do you think she can? You can request like she sticks half the gummy worm in, and so by the end of it, she has a bouquet of gummy worms sticking out of her asshole.
Well, how do you get them? You got to poop them back out, right?
I don't know.
Is it a full insertion or is it a partial?
It's gotta be like a quick.
If it's not full, I don't want
it. It's gotta be a quick dunk. You know what I mean?
I found that earlier in the week, and the first thing I thought was I gotta show this to Dan. My second thought was I gotta talk about this on the fucking podcast because just the idea of paying a porn star $60 to put Haribo gummy bears in her ass.
Well, I'm not.
Shit them out and then send them to you?
I'm not surprised.
That's a good deal, isn't it? $60
$60 is really not that bad.
I don't think I've ever touched an asshole for less than $60.
True.
But the thing is that there's people out there buying this shit.
That's the thing is,
and like, this isn't even like a famous porn star. Like, can you imagine?
But that's what
like,
I mean. She's got like a cult following.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like the Tommy Wiseau of porn.
Yeah.
But you know, imagine I can imagine that there's probably like I'm gonna look it up. There's probably like Riley Reid or any of those bigger porn stars that are doing that shit where everything is sold out.
Yeah, but they're 100%.
What if she's like double dipped Smelly Bears, where she buys Smelly Bears from Clover Baltimore and then puts those ones in her ass?
Yeah. There's cross contamination issues. I can't get behind that. That's not safe.
The worms start
moving.
What
if you like do a dunk and then you cover it in chocolate?
Masks the flavor.
Yeah. It masks the flavor, but you still get the satisfaction of whatever you're looking for there.
Oh my god.
So you're looking for something, right?
God.
No, but the best thing though is that I used the Dank Derp Lord account because there was money on the wallet still.
Nice.
Yeah, you have to use it. So did you order gummy bears? You ordered gummy bears or what?
No, I wish.
There's a digital wallet.
You
for
bring
that
them
website?
Into him at work as a gift.
Oh.
I thought you'd like these, buddy. Use your own money on it.
Okay, so I don't think that there's a way to find like the most popular on the site, the most popular stars. Oh, there we go. MV stars. There we go. Let's see. Let's see. Highest score.
Well, is I wonder if it's
yeah.
Like, only certain ones. Like, if they only have certain, like, if there's exclusive rights, you know what I mean?
Also, like someone had to trademark the gummy bears?
Yeah, it's like the NFL license. Like, the EA NFL license.
Or maybe the ratings, like, how many gummy bears they can't stick in their asshole.
Mm-hmm.
We got a top-tier stuffer.
Yeah.
It's insane to me. It's just
no. It's I don't know how insane it really is. I feel like that's a. I feel like I could definitely see that people, like, would do that shit.
That's feminism right there, though.
Empowering. I know. I'm not gonna name names or anything like that, but I do know a girl who does videos and stuff like that, and she paid for all of her textbooks in college. She went on travel abroad through all this stuff.
Is this somebody I know?
No.
Oh, I wish it was.
They make a ton of money off of it.
They do.
I do know there actually is a girl that I fucking.
I wonder if there's guys that do it though. There's got to be, right?
Yeah, but I don't think there's a market.
Yeah,
but there's got to be.
You got to be comfortable with doing it for gay men for sure.
That's what I mean.
Probably mostly them.
Right.
And if it is a girl, it's probably a guy pretending to be a girl.
Mm. there is a girl that I know that used to do Chatterbait and sell news and videos and stuff. And she did the same thing. Did it while she was in college.
Yeah.
And it paid very well, apparently.
Yeah, use your body, girl.
Yeah, dude. Fucking work that shit. Just don't get mad when I find you.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I think they act like it's some underground life that no one's going to find out about.
Please, use Snapchat. Like, everyone Snapchat nudes and shit like that. Like, why not make money off of it? Yeah. It's 2019.
All right. Just put some gummy bears in there, and
just make sure you report it to IRS.
Oh my god, I wanted to
because I will find you.
That is the best thing I've ever heard. Reporting the Snapchats.
It's taxed, right? Is it taxed?
No.
It is if you report them.
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, like, if you buy gummy bears, right? If you buy the butt gummy bears, that's taxed.
Yeah, but like the income has to be reported. Okay. We actually had somebody...
Right, they're going to have to do that.
I think one of the conveniences of using a site like that is they're like, do the middleman transaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
We actually had...
you want to be the middleman, you know?
I work at my dad's tax office now.
Yeah.
I don't do taxes. I do inputs and filing and stuff like that.
Yeah, congrats on that job, by the way.
Thank you. It's been a blast. I'm making way more than I used to in
real
the kitchen
money, finally,
and and I get to wear a suit. That's actually the biggest draw. So I don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. to be in a nursing home for fucking
who sees you though? I don't understand that ever. Like when you go work in an office and have to wear a suit, it's like who's going into the office besides the people who work there?
The clients. Everybody sees me. The office is like wide open. There's no cubicles or anything.
Oh, okay. I can see in that. Some of them, like especially a lot of jobs now, you actually don't even need to go into work. You can do everything from home, but they still want you to dress up. The job that I just got is casual dress, which is a huge draw for
me. That's pretty sweet. Yeah. Like Yeah, like we have, the office is only four people. It's my dad, my grandma, my aunt, and I.
Yeah.
And the office itself is not really. So you can't wear
Cannibal Corpse shirts.
No. Damn. The office itself isn't really that big. It's probably, I don't know, it's probably the size of,
like an office.
Like four of, like, it's probably, like, you know the basement at Brandon Trail? It's probably like three of those, boom, 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 like put together. If that, maybe two basements put together. Because the office is in the basement of my grandma's. But you wouldn't know that by looking at it. It's very pristine. Very pristine. But I brought it up to my dad, like, you know, if he's ever had a client that had to report that income and what it would show up as. And right. We haven't yet. But I'm ready for it.
You can be that client.
Yeah, well, because I'll see it. I'll be fucking punching in the deductions and shit like that, and it'll just be like Snapchat, and I'm like,
yeah, all
right, write that name down.
Yeah, that's weird. It shows everybody's transactions, right?
Yeah.
So you're seeing like all of the shit that people buy. So you're probably seeing patterns too, like from certain people, right?
Yeah, can't release names or ages or anything, obviously, but the big thing that I've noticed is gambling is the right. stupidest fucking thing you can ever do.
Oh my god,
the stupidest
thing. I don't
gamble, yeah. The stupidest. We've probably had over two dozen clients so far.
What does it say, gambling? It says gambling on the transaction.
It actually, when you win money at a casino, they actually give you a W-2, which is fucking crazy. So it counts as earned income for you.
I wonder how this, it didn't appear up as Pornhub on my account, but I accidentally got hit with a Pornhub charge. I was traveling for work, and it was during Hanukkah, so Pornhub did a free week.
Oh, they'll get you.
But I forgot to cancel it, so I got charged with like $10. It really wasn't that exciting. By like the fourth day, I was like, well, I'm kind of over.
Did you get any use out of it, or?
Well, yeah, I was in a hotel for like a week and a half.
Oh, okay.
You got too much use, probably.
I was bored, yeah.
Yeah.
But right.
I watch amateur incest videos, so I have
honestly, it's like got to be the number catalog. One search thing right now too. Like, go on 4chan, like,
really
incest, and
well, what about professional incest videos? What's the difference? The amateur ones are better,
more believable. Maybe if it's amateur, people want that fantasy.
They're less known porn stars, and they're also POV, and it makes me feel like such a sick fuck at the end.
Right.
It makes me feel so despicable.
Worse than I was.
Yeah, worse than before.
At least I could look in the mirror and hate myself before. Now I can't.
Sure. Yeah, it's definitely weird, right? I guess it's worse if someone knows what you're.
I can't see what you've been spending
like
your money on.
Like if you just said it out loud on a podcast or something.
Yeah. I've said way worse things on here. Guaranteed. I've actually probably already talked about incest porn on here before.
Yeah, you definitely have.
Definitely have. Incest gangbangs.
Family barbecue.
Yeah.
And the 4th of July one. The 4th of July gets crazy.
Yeah.
4th of July, it's all incest barbecue fucking fuckfests, dude. Hot tubs and shit. Smelly bears.
Yeah, that'll get
smelly
you.
Smelly bears.
Actually, I loved the day before the Super Bowl. The front page of Pornhub was dozens of just Super Bowl and football themed videos. And then the day after, I remember going on 4chan on GIF. And
they do themes like, well, Christmas, they'll show you like a bunch of chicks with Santa hats on and shit.
But I just remember going on 4chan the Monday after the Super Bowl and going on GIF. And there was webums and GIFs of just people fucking while the Super Bowl was on. And I thought that was the funniest shit in the world. Like, the Super Bowl's like on, might as well record an amateur porno.
Do you guys see that awesome thing? Pornhub's, like, Twitter is the best.
Wicked and good.
They, when the Fortnite servers went down, they added Fortnite and said, you guys need to go back up because our servers are getting messed up with Fortnite videos. Like, and they show screen caps of their statistics, and, like, Fortnite porn was searched. For that 2 hours.
That's insane. Yeah. I love that they have, there's actually certain.
There's got to be a big market for that, like cosplay kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
right?
100%.
Yeah, that's how that Belle Delphine got so popular, because she would do fucking, like, softcore cosplay photo sets.
That's the thing to do, is just do cosplay,
female,
like,
World of Warcraft.
You could make a ton of money off of Instagram with just cosplay, but if you also did porn. Right, like, you're killing that market.
Mm-hmm. Cornering it.
Yeah, you really are.
For the Hanukkah thing, did you have to like prove that you were Jewish, or was it just?
No, it was just a promotion.
Oh,
I was like, sure, why not?
It was like, are you Jewish? Do you like to jerk off? Send us a picture of you wearing the Star of David.
You shine your schmuckle.
We'll send you a custom Pornhub dreidel.
Yeah. Go to Pornhub.com and use the code Jew.
Now, my question is, is Hanukkah the big holiday of the year? I've heard
no.
That, is it?
I mean, in modern day, I guess it would, because you get the presents and stuff. Like, but the most important Jewish
That's
holiday.
That's what it's all about, dude. It's not even about holidays anymore. It's all about gifts.
Oh, 100%. As, like, a Jew looking at Christmas, I hate Christmas. It's miserable. The whole world shuts down for Christmas. Awful. I don't celebrate it, and I can't even go get a goddamn hamburger.
Right.
No, that's Christmas true. Christmas actually sucks. Thanksgiving is where it's at, in my opinion. And also, Easter is where it's at. Because you get Christmas without the fucking materialistic shit. Because my favorite thing about Easter is that the whole family gets together and we just sit around and eat food and drink all day. We start drinking mimosas at like 8 in the morning and we go until midnight. Christmas, it's
thing
like,
is about Thanksgiving now, they ruined it. Like, Black Friday's like...
Black Friday does suck, yeah. Like, and what do they do now? They do Black Friday starting on Thanksgiving, certain stores.
Yeah.
Fucking, what? There was a... I was watching a thing about it.
Well, even like, if it's not, like, you're already with your family, and the people want the deals have to go out there at midnight or before. And now they're pushing it even farther. Like, it's shit starts at, like, 8.
Amazon's like destroying Black Friday right now, too.
Yeah, it is.
I went to one, actually.
I mean, everything has Black Friday sales, like any site, you know?
I went to a men's warehouse for a Black Friday sale.
Those chat videos.
Yeah.
And we got suits, and it was men's warehouse, though, so it was classy. And they're like, we're not doing midnight, come in the whole next day. So we went at like 6 o'clock and got a $200 suit.
Yeah. Really like, nice. Are they really gaining anything from pushing it forward at all? Like, what, you know?
I think it was Target was the first one I can think of where they did Black Friday the night before. They did it Thanksgiving night. And I remember my sister and I went with my dad and my mom. I was like 15. But Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds came out for the 3DS. And you could buy a 3DS XL with Link Between Worlds and another free game for like $150.
That's good.
Craziest deal. Fucking deal I've ever seen, and I haven't seen anything.
You can't
like
even.
That was the last thing I got Black Friday.
You can't even get one for $150 now.
No.
Yeah.
I remember we got there, and
who has 3DSs now?
I got one.
Seth has one.
I don't use it. I
had
got
one
it, though.
I really almost got one when that Pokemon game came out with it when it released, but
yeah. Oh, Sun and Moon.
If that was what they were, I can't remember at this point.
The 2DS is $80. You can get one of those.
Yeah, I actually heard a lot of people like those more than the 3DSs.
They're more durable. And
I bought my girlfriend one, and they don't fold. They're big, like they're bulky, but they're only $80, and they come with a game usually, and they play all the same games.
They do have 2DSs that fold now, though. They do have.
They do have
ones,
the new one,
but
yeah.
Those are more. Those are like $130 or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, though. It's like it plays. If it plays the games, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you don't need those extra things, too. Like the 3DS, you turn it on for a minute, you get dizzy, and then you turn it off.
That was my problem, was that the 3DS made a lot of games look really, really cool, but you couldn't...
I turned the 3D down to barely on.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's
why my friends
just got
the 2DSs. Yeah. You get a little of the effect, but not. Most of the games don't even use it.
No. I'm back to PC gaming primarily now, which feels so good. We've been playing Insurgency Sandstorm, which is a fucking awesome like military shooter. It's like in between as being as realistic as Arma and as arcadey as like Battlefield. It's like right in the middle. It's perfect.
You know, it's so weird when a developer is able to make a shooter that's fun nowadays.
Yeah.
Because like they're all the same.
Yeah, and Insurgency is very unique.
Yeah. And it's only a team of like 50 people.
Yeah. And we just do the co-op mode. You get 8 people together and you fucking just have to fight the AI. The AI is fucking ridiculous, but also really stupid.
But like, it's also a different style. Like, they made it so, like, you're forced to push to an objective. And then when you do, everyone who's died respawns once you capture the objective.
Yeah.
So, like, you're pushing through a map. So you're moving through it. It's not like Star Wars Battlefront or something where you're just killing bots on the same map. Like, I remember in the first Battlefront, I could just, like, camp in one spot and just snipe shit for the entire duration of the game.
I remember playing it and getting the fucking the Renvar Harbor in Battlefront 1, playing as the clones. They had like the ATTS or whatever, the fucking tank with six legs.
Yeah.
Getting in one of those and not dying once and getting like 160 kills. Right. But then you would play online and get your shit pushed in because people were ridiculous.
Yeah, they still are, I would imagine. It's on Steam. The second one is.
I love the variety and everything. Like, I want to get away from the grasp that the PlayStation has, but I just can't justify the investment in a gaming PC. I'm going to get one soon, but right now, I play WoW. Is it? I don't really need a good computer for that.
People like to talk about how it's you get games for way cheaper, but sure, I guess.
You're spending almost three times more to play them.
It's not about that. It's about the variety of the developers.
PC gaming is way more toxic for me than...
And you also don't get... Like, because Steam isn't a subscription service, you also don't get free games all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, once in a while on Xbox or PlayStation... Between Xbox and PlayStation 4, it's like, I'm going to get a game a month that I might play.
Yeah.
Or at least check out, you know. Mm-hmm. With Steam, you're not getting that. It's like... You know, but you're also paying $60 a year for the service on the consoles.
Yeah, my big thing with PC gaming is, like you said, you only play WoW. Like when I play PC games, there's only I have fucking like 90 games in my Steam library.
Right.
I play like three.
Yeah,
like, I play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably two.
If you want to, but reality also has a huge impact on that.
Yeah,
because it's like I could spend time and play through like all the Mafia games or Just Cause 2. Or whatever that four, I don't know where they're at now. Four. Yeah.
I literally I play Path of Exile and Insurgency, and I literally just switch back and forth every like 2 hours.
Right? Yeah,
I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I've played like three games of Insurgency. Time to switch off of this because I find that in that game I get worse. Mm-hmm. Like the longer I play, the first couple games I'm just like shredding shit.
I miss when I first got a PC. And then you're like, what the fuck? Like, how are these games allowed to be made? Because they're so much more different, and they were so...
It's just an open... Yeah. It's a more open marketplace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you could develop a game right now and put it on Steam.
Yeah, it's like the... Like
House Party.
Yeah.
Direct consumer marketing thing that they do with Xbox and PlayStation. That's why Call of Duty's still king. Even though I know you like Call of Duty, it's a trash game, like, comparatively.
Yeah.
The fact that the meta in Call of Duty has been no-scoping and running around with submachine guns for 20 games
just blows my mind. Yes, it's also... I just don't like that there's no punishment for dying. None. Like, there's absolutely no reason to not die, basically. Yeah. No motivation to not die.
Running gun. And
it's part of the reason I'm surprised Battle Royale games got so big. Because, like, you're very concerned about dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the whole thing. If you die, that's the end of the game.
For me, with the Battle Royales, it's not so much, like, the Battle Royale revolutionary. It's just the fact that the good ones have been free and I can play with my friends. Like, I haven't done that since Halo 3.
Yeah, you know? That's a big selling point.
That's all I really care
about.
PUBG
was the only one I paid for. And I liked PUBG, but it's like, you know, now it's like you got Apex, which is really good, and... It's like most people just play Fortnite, which I don't know why, but...
Fortnite. It was the only thing. I would have played PUBG over Fortnite 100%, but it wasn't on PlayStation until way after the game ran its course.
Mm-hmm. it was also buggy as shit when it first came out on Xbox.
If you have Fortnite and like you're still registered, you get emails like, come back, you get a season pass, and most of me just wants to be like, ooh, I'm playing Apex. Dab on them. That's what you get for creating a meme, you fuckheads.
Yeah. It's just funny. I tried Fortnite, and so many of my friends had Fortnite, and I would watch them play and be like, this looks kind of fun. And then I would jump on the sticks, you know, and I'd be like...
Hit the sticks,
and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah. It's not that good.
There's way too many mechanics, and like I said, it's a fucking meme.
The building is what turned me off, which I said this before. I should be playing Apex right now, but we played so much PUBG, and like...
I don't like when you can change the map to give you an advantage. Like, that doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, it seemed good at first, but then the skill cap just got out of control for it.
They're like, I have the high ground always, so see ya.
So much effort to kill someone, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's last-based. I think PUBG was like, I liked it because you could hear shit. Like, you had to listen for shit, I feel like. You probably have to do that in Fortnite, but not as much. That seems more chaotic, more run and gun than PUBG.
I've heard good things about the new Call of Duty Battle Royale, too.
Yeah. Have you played it?
No, no, I haven't.
My roommate plays it a lot. I just didn't get it because I was like, I don't want to Call of Duty. I know I'm not going to like the game.
I imagine it's essentially PUBG.
It is PUBG better.
With the mechanics of Call of Duty, which are already solid. It's not like the mechanics of Call of Duty are not solid. Like, the game itself is good.
It's refined to a T.
Yeah, and it feels good. Like, it's just that it's there's no... The meta's shot. Yeah. And it's and there's no...
It's like they build it for the market of 8th graders. Yes. And, like, the meta is what you can make cool YouTube clips off of.
The thing is, they hit... when they did Call of Duty Modern Warfare, they nailed it. And so many people that... Even people that didn't play shooters started playing it. And now they're like, well, we have a giant audience. Let's just cater to the casuals.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So they did that.
Because most of the time, like... people that like Call of Duty or liked Call of Duty, I'd say shit happened to me. I didn't play a Call of Duty for years, and then I saw World War II, which was not last year, but the year before. The trailers were sweet. The fucking gameplay that I watched was cool. I was like, fuck it. I'll buy fucking COD World War II. The campaign was awesome. The zombies was fun. Right. And I got like 3 weeks of multiplayer out of it. Felt like it was a good purchase. But I do not understand the people, and this is coming from somebody that plays sports games religiously. I do not understand people that only play Call of Duty. You know those people.
Yeah.
They literally, they'll have 500 to 1,000 hours in Call of Duty by the time the next one comes out.
I don't know how you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just gets very old.
Same thing. I bought World War II, and what I really wanted was a redo of World at War.
Yes. Because
that was an amazing game. The best maps they've ever made. But World War II is just, they tried to emphasize that boots on the ground thing. I was like, great. And it's still run and gun with a submachine gun.
Because I just remember playing World at War. It's because
they're
not going
to change the game mechanics.
No, they're not. It'd be too risky.
It would, yeah.
Yeah, World of War was incredible.
Yeah, that was one of really my favorites.
It really was. And it was, like, gory enough, too. Yeah. Like,
Kiefer Sutherland was in it. Like,
brutal.
Yeah.
I just remember the story for World at War was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And the multiplayer...
weapons were great.
Like Matt said, all the maps were awesome.
Incredible.
And almost every gun was viable. If not every gun. Especially when you got to the sniper rifles... Like, you get, like, the Kar 98 or, like, the Mosin Nagant, what are the Mosin Nagant, what the fuck is called?
I don't think I've seen a Kar 98 feel as good as it does in that game.
Never. Yeah. The fact that they work so well with a bayonet instead of a sword.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too. Like, getting like, the Kar 98 with the stopping power and a bayonet and just fucking killing everything. Because quickscoping wasn't really big then, because there wasn't, was it MW2 had it so you could scope in super fast? With like Sleight of Hand Pro or something, you would scope in like instantly. It was like Quick Draw in the new
something
games.
Like that. Yeah. I always use Sleight of Hand Pro because it was just immediate reloads.
Like the best thing they did with those is when they got rid of stopping power because no other perks were really viable except some guns you could use Sleight of Hand.
I used to use Martyrdom because I would always get a kill with it.
It's such a troll.
Because that game was like everybody's running so hard all the time. So, like, someone's going to get hit with that fucking thing.
Yeah, COD 4 was fucking chaos. COD 4 was super fun to play four-player split-screen with, too, though.
Yeah,
that was the best shit.
I liked it because the M16 was stopping power was just... And that's immediate kill, no matter what.
I remember when COD 4 was being announced, like, I would literally sit on G4 On Demand and just watch. Like, every day they had, like, a new multiplayer video out of, like, you know... T-squared. T-squared playing Modern Warfare 1. And I would literally just watch the same video of them playing Team Deathmatch on Crash. And he would just use the M16 with the grenade launcher. And I thought that was the coolest shit ever. That you had an M16 and you could press a button and switch to the grenade launcher.
I hate the guys who play on Rust and then stand on the top of the fucking thing and with the grenade launcher and just go... Goom. And just keep picking off everybody.
Yeah.
Because Rust is a tiny ass map, and you can just go, you look this way, and then look this way, and there's a guy there.
And, like, back then, the content releases were so much better. Like, I played World War II as long as you did 3 weeks, and then they're like, oh, no, you gotta buy 3 new maps. And I was like, fuck you.
I'm done. Literally, like, maybe a month or two after it came out, they were like, yeah, here's more maps. It's like, wait a minute, hang on. Don't you want to wait a bit?
You have to buy the battle pass.
Yeah.
And like, but you look back at Modern Warfare and Halo 3, and I had no problem buying those. But they had like such good content starting. Yeah. It wasn't built into their marketing plan to make you buy more.
Halo 3 is probably my
it's the golden age of online gaming.
Yeah, my favorite. So, yeah. My favorite. Like 2 and 3, like, yeah, even 2 like was so, it was like, that was when Xbox Live was getting to that point that it needed to be at. It felt like one of the first like shooters that was bringing people together.
Forge mode just changed.
Well, Halo Infinite, I guess. Incredible. Halo Infinite's supposed to be like, they call it a, they said it's a spiritual reboot of Halo. So that means, to me, that means they're going to make it similar to the original Halo games.
I really hope.
Which needs to happen.
Yeah. I thought 5 was good, but it definitely didn't keep me in it, into it for too long.
Yeah.
I miss Gears of War a shit ton, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, Gears of War 1.
Yeah, it's like that, I always put it in.
It felt like you were playing a game that you shouldn't be playing.
Yeah.
Playing Gears of War 1, just with how fucking brutal it was.
Yeah.
Just like, why
it is felt this? That was like the last time I felt like a community was like over 18, like actually over 18.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
Like I felt like I wasn't playing with little kids in Gears of War.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people praising Fortnite because they're getting rid of the kids from all their games that they were playing stuck on. Like the daycare.
Probably. That's yeah, the move. Probably was too. It's crazy though. It's just.
I mean, the art style of that game definitely attracts kids, right?
Yeah, and the fact that, like, I know on the other side of the mic, they're like...
Right. Well, I mean, the game is fucking...
About it so
the
much.
Fact that it's free is what... like, these games kill it when they're free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The free business model works, as weird as
yeah,
that
and
sounds.
That's such a good microtransaction model. It doesn't feel oppressive like other
if
games
you
do
that right, yeah.
Like, by all accounts, Fortnite is... a fucking monster.
Oh, incredible.
Game. And it's insane, sure. And they should get everybody's praise critically. But
for doing what they did as far as their payment model.
Record-breaking sales and players. Yeah. They passed World of Warcraft in like 2 months on the amount of players. It was incredible. Mm.
That's insane. That's actually insane. Because World of Warcraft is still at least a couple million, right?
At least, yeah.
Yeah. Well, is that a subscription still, or what is it?
It's like one of the only subscription games.
How expensive is it?
That's the same price, like $14 a month.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I never got into World of Warcraft. I did look into it the other day. I was like, oh, there's a free trial. I was like, maybe not.
It's not in the best place right now, but I mean, I still love it. I've been off it a little bit because Apex, playing with the boys. But
yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's like with Apex Legends, it's free. You can get it on any platform. Anybody who plays on any platform can play with anybody else.
Like, wait, really?
Yeah, it's free. I mean, just fucking... No, it's not cross-play. Not yet. What I'm saying probably will is, be. But... What I'm saying is, like, if you have friends on PC, you just get on PC and get the game. Fucking...
Yeah, no reason not to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be cross-play. I don't see why it couldn't.
They probably will. It's only been out for, like, 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because so many people are talking about it. It feels like
it also was revealed like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You have everyone like us who was playing Fortnite because that's what was there. And now we're like, okay, finally, get rid of this cartoon meme bullshit.
The thing that's, that definitely feels more mature. And it also like reminds me of like Overwatch and shit where it's like you got a class-based sort of thing. It's like, I don't know. I feel like the idea of, like I said, I think free-to-play is like where it's at, really. It's so accessible, and you're guaranteed to get a ton of players. And I think they did it super well because they were like, "We're not gonna say shit about this game until like 2 days before it comes out." And even then, they didn't say anything. It just kind of got leaked.
Didn't they? They announced that it was gonna be a battle royale, and then Respawn was straight up like, "We understand you guys are upset that it's a battle royale game and not Titanfall 3."
That's why they didn't say anything.
Yeah, but we really put a lot of time into it, and just try it and see if you like it. And if you don't like it, that's fine. And everybody loved it immediately, which is the crazy thing. Because I remember everybody was like, oh, fuck, it's fucking EA making a Battle Royale game with
Respawn.
Can't
wait to open up my wallet.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, everybody was like,
I Respawn is like, I mean, it's just like they proved themselves because Titanfall 2 was great.
One of the best shooters.
I think if they
it's so good.
I hope that that game starts to get like some recognition just because people are playing Apex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it will. A lot of the YouTubers talk about it and stuff.
It just came out at a bad time. Really.
It, came out right, it did come out at a really bad
right
time.
Right in between Battlefield 5 and COD World
Call
War
of Duty, yeah.
Like, right in between the two of them. Yeah, so when you had people on the fence about, I don't know if I want to buy Battlefield or COD, I'm not going to buy Titanfall because that's not Battlefield or COD.
Yeah.
You know? Titanfall 2 is just crazy.
I bought Titanfall 2. I didn't buy any of the other ones.
We played Titanfall
but I also
2
played the first
while.
One, like, yeah. And I liked the first one. But yeah. Titanfall 2 had a good campaign, and it felt like it just was polished, you know? It's also the old.
So good too.
It's also the old devs of Call of Duty. That's what Respawn is. Mm-hmm. They're the old Infinity Ward team, basically. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So when you play Titanfall, you're like, oh, this kind of feels like Call. You can see a lot of the similarities. Mm-hmm. You know, even hit markers and the way everything feels is similar to Call of Duty.
And just the fucking. It feels so good to be like, oh shit, I gotta get across the map. And then you just have like your grappling hook and you just build up momentum while you're running across the map. You're killing like 6 or 7 dudes. You jump on a Titan, fucking blow it up, and then grappling hook out of there, get on. Oh my god. It's just when it, because it just runs so smoothly.
I liked it
like
because
the, whole...
the Titan, it felt like there was two types of combat. Like, you had like the kind of Call of Duty run and gun shit, but you also had like, you get in a Titan.
The mech suit shit.
And it sort of felt like Halo, where you have a shield and then health, like, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They did it really well, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It's not a if, it's when Titanfall 3 comes out.
I'll probably get it.
Gotta.
Yeah, I think at this point, now that Apex went off, it's like they're going to have the money for it, that's for sure.
I think the best game I've played so far this year, though, is definitely...
Destiny 2.
It's either Hitman 2 or Resident Evil 2 remake.
I got the Destiny 2 expansions. I haven't played them yet, really, though.
I like it. That's all I like it. That's my main game, really.
Loved the end of Destiny 1. I just haven't been on 2 that much.
Forsaken is really good.
That's like, what I heard. It saved it. Yes. I was one of the people who was like, yes, Destiny 2, and then you get it, and then it lost 3/4 of its players in
like,
a month.
Oh, well, it's kind of... Yeah, it was pretty bland at the beginning.
They did a Forsaken. Pretty big fuck-up there.
Yeah, Forsaken definitely fixed a lot.
And I haven't bought a game in a while. I mean, playing WoW, it has a subscription, but you don't really buy so many other games while you're playing it. I bought Kingdom Hearts 3. That was...
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I was going to ask.
I wasn't going to pay 60 for it. It's like, I'll get it when it goes on sale for $20.
It will. It's like, it's not what it should be, and I'll 100% admit it, but at the same time, there's so many of us that are like, I've been waiting forever for Kingdom Hearts 3. Like, I'm going to buy it no matter how bad it is.
It came out like 10 years too late, basically.
It did.
I heard that there aren't Final Fantasy characters in it. Oh.
Your mic's not on. You gotta turn that on.
I heard there aren't Final Fantasy characters in it.
Nope.
Which is just appalling to me.
The worlds are good, like... There's no Final Fantasy characters, which is a bummer. There's enough, like, good Disney characters, but the Keyblade artwork is, like, lame. Some of the things are lame. The cutscenes are cringe out of your mind. Every 2 minutes, you have to listen to Sora talk about the power of heart and friendship, and if you believe in it, you can do anything.
Clap your hands if you believe.
It's wicked cringy.
Let me know when they put Bravest Warriors in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. They have a setup, so they're going to do some DLCs, but again, I'm like, why? I don't want to buy a full game. Like, fuck off.
That's the thing that gets me now, is like, you're going to charge $60 and then say, hey, we're going to have content releases down the road. Give us another 20.
Yeah, there's a difference between like that and an actual expansion. Like, Destiny has an expansion, mm-hmm. where this is just like, here's 2 new Disney worlds.
Also
here's
with
Brave and Moana.
Yeah. Yeah. Also with Destiny, I'm totally fine paying $10 to $20 for a year worth of content.
Easily.
That to me is like, that's totally fine.
Disney expansion. Do we have to find Walt's head?
Yeah.
You have to keep Walt away from the Jews.
The anti-Semitism level.
It's rising.
I never get into those like slasher games either, really, you know?
What, like hacking, like Devil May Cry?
Yeah, I like Devil May Cry, sort of, but like, I'll play through it once and that's ball game for 100%. Me. Yeah. That's about
Devil May Cry
one, really.
Was, I loved it when I was younger because it was literally just like you were playing an anime.
Yeah.
And it was fucking badass.
Yeah, there was definitely a time for them, but it's wicked gone. Like, after you have a game like Dark Souls with air combat, thinking about Kingdom Hearts or Devil May Cry, any game where you press X to kill a group of enemies is just done.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a thing that Brian has talked about with us on and off the air, is that Bloodborne and Dark Souls fucking ruined, like, action-adventure games for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I, like, stayed clear of God of War 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which sucks, because, like...
Well, there's not enough RPGs to me, like The Witcher. Like, I liked The Witcher because it felt like it wasn't super aggressive, like, as far as difficulty level. But it was also, like, it told a really good story, and it was huge.
Yeah. I've heard only good things about Witcher 3.
Don't ask me about it. Oh. I fucking hated The Witcher, dude. I bought it 3 times. I bought it twice on console and once on PC. And each time, the first time I played it, people online were like, well, they were all talking about it, and I commented on a post, and I was like, I've been playing for like 6 or 7 hours, and I just don't get it. They're like, but the dialogue and the skill tree. And I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I just couldn't grasp the story. So then I got it again after watching Seth play it. Watching Seth play it, I thought it was the coolest game ever. I have no problem watching people play it. Once I jump on the paddle, though,
yeah, I'm just, get
like,
on the sticks.
I'm lost, dude. I get so lost in that game. I, like... And I can't do it. I can't do the open, like... I know I won't like Red Dead 2 if I buy it.
Same.
Like, I know I won't like it. Just, like, I tried playing through Red Dead Redemption 1 again after years since the last time I played it. And it still feels great to play, but just the inner...
Well, it's like, I'm not going to play Red Dead again because I know...
How the story ends.
I've already played it, so it doesn't grab me. Like, if I was to play Witcher 3 again, I wouldn't like it as much. Mm-hmm. I did play through it twice, but I played New Game Plus and then the expansions.
You don't have an hour to dedicate to the opening of Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. Oh, I talked about
it's
that.
At least like 3 hours doing the ranch shit.
Doing the fucking cattle handling shit. When you get to Mexico.
It's filler content.
Yeah. I would definitely play the second one. But it's like, I think if once I play it, I'd be done with it.
I think they really fucked up on that aspect. Like, everyone says Grand Theft Auto 4 or whatever, super long game, but it's literally filler shit, and that's all it is. So, yeah, it takes 5 days to complete the campaign, but they're rehashes of the
They
same
did a good job keeping you in it, though, because there's constantly dialogue. Mm-hmm. Like when you're driving around.
GTA 4 felt like a Tarantino movie, and then GTA 5 felt like a Tarantino movie made by somebody that's heard of Tarantino movies. GTA 5 I liked. I played through it.
I played it twice,
and then I bought it a third time because we were playing the multiplayer, and the multiplayer hadn't changed for me personally. And then the campaign was like...
The online changes a lot, cringy. But the issue is that you have to basically pay for money to get to those new expansions. So they say that they're free, but they're not exactly free.
My most fun times in GTA 5 were like when I'd have people over at my dorm and we'd have like fucking 4 or 5 PS4s going at once, and then we'd just hop into a private server and just do hood rat gang shit and rob liquor stores.
Yeah, there's no knock on the gameplay. Amazing.
The gameplay is fantastic. Like,
don't make me sit through the bullshit, though.
Yeah. Right. Like, in GTA 5 even has like the beginning...
Even when they put first person, it changed it.
The first person mode was fucking
it almost felt
nuts.
Like a different game
it
when you
felt
through it
illegal
that
the shit you I would do sketchy serial killer shit too. I'd get fucked up and like there's literally
put masks
a, like a,
on and fucking
there's like a
stalk
nine,
people down
yes
there.
There is there's like a 9-minute video that I put on my Xbox Live profile of me like stalking this woman like fucking for like half a mile. She was walking her dog, and then I would wait for her to like go down an alley, and then I just like stomped on her dog and ran away, but I followed her, and I kept following her until she like stopped running and then was like still kind of cautious and then went down another alley, and then I stomped her to death and took pictures.
Because you can take pictures of her for some reason.
I took selfies with her fucking mangled corpse. I literally had just gotten done watching American Psycho, and I was wicked drunk, and I fucking got on
some of that serial killer
shit.
Yeah,
dude, I got on GTA 5, and I was like, I'm gonna do American Psycho right now. I just pick out random civilians and stalk them and kill them.
I like the idea of online, because it's like, you can basically just do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's a playground.
Yeah. Well, it was advertised as an online where the players are the economy and stuff like that, but really all you're doing is doing missions.
Yeah.
And it's just the same mission over and over again.
Yeah. I don't know, because I haven't played, like, the businesses and the, like, because I played the heists, and that was about as far as I went. Mm-hmm.
The heists were fucked, though, because...
There was a lot of setup.
There was a lot of setup, and when you fuck up once, you have to start the whole heist over again.
Yeah, you just don't fuck up, though.
Yeah, true.
Get good.
Yeah, literally. Which just brings me back to Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Like...
Dude, have you played it yet? I know you've been talking on the episodes.
I don't like Dark Souls that much. Well, the thing is, I just don't feel like... It always gets me when a game doesn't give you a tutorial. You know? Mm-hmm. That's what I really don't like. Like, at least, like, if it would walk me through basically how to play it, okay, then I'd be fine. Even if it's difficult, I'd be like, okay, this is cool. I understand how to do this now. But having to figure it all out from scratch is, like, I don't feel like investing the time to do it.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. I can understand that.
On the same note with Dark Souls, like, the vagueness in the game is one of the amazing appeals of it. Like you were saying.
That's what a lot of people like, is that they just throw you into it. But
my favorite thing, like, playing Dark Souls 1. Or wait, what were you going to say?
You were saying how amazing the dialogue is in Witcher and the story, but, like, the story in Dark Souls is amazing, but there's no dialogue. You have to,
figuring shit out, like, specifically in Dark Souls 1 and then Bloodborne. Like, playing Dark Souls 1 right when it came out and not having a clue and going on forums and GameFAQs boards and Reddits and shit when people be like, oh my god, did you know that this character is connected to this character?
Speculation.
How'd you find this out? Yeah. Oh, well, I got this item and turned it into this item because I did this random thing and it said this in the, like, you know.
That's how a lot of Destiny lore is, too. Yeah. Yes. It's all, like, lore descriptions and the items and shit.
Super.
You have to kind of piece it together.
At this point now, like, Dark Souls lore is just finally completely figured out, except one item. There's still one item in the game that nobody knows why it's in the game, and one of the developers was like, we don't know either.
Which one?
The pendant that you start the game off with. Yep. They're like,
series pendant,
yeah. Yeah, like, what do you do with it? Oh, it does something. We're not going to tell you. And they still haven't said anything. And then one of them was trolling. He's like, it actually doesn't do anything. And then the other developer's like, no, he's lying. It does something, but you haven't figured it out. And it's like, maybe.
Why don't you just Google it?
No, literally nobody knows yet.
That's why they should Google it. It's probably on Google.
But
everything's on Google, dude.
I like the cinematic kind of story mode games, too, though, like The Last of Us.
Yeah.
The Last of Us is probably one of the best games I've ever played.
I haven't even finished it.
Yeah, I haven't played it through fully, but yeah, I definitely understand how incredible that is.
It's the kind of game that, like, gets you wicked hard and emotionally in the beginning, and then, like... grips you with this, like, it just starts off like, okay, the outbreak starts and your daughter dies, spoiler alert, on a fucking 7-year-old game. Outbreak starts, your daughter dies, and then all of a sudden 20 years later,
it reminds me of Ozark, where it goes, like, first episode goes really hard and you're like, oh shit, now I gotta start watching this, and that's kind of how that works, because they're like, we're just gonna throw everything at you emotionally in the first, like, cutscene.
And then once you start the campaign in Last of Us and it's like 20 years in the future and it's like, oh, we have to, you know, this girl is somebody's daughter and they finally found her and you have to bring her to the Capitol building in Boston. Everybody that was supposed to meet you at the Capitol building is dead. And
that's where
the story actually starts.
Oh, really? That's where I am. I'm at the Capitol building. Yeah. I just escaped it or whatever.
That's when the story actually starts. And all of a sudden you're playing as Joel and he's like, fuck, well, I have to get you to this place. And I know a person on the way. Let's stop at the town he lives in. And then get his help, and then it's like this whole fucking crazy fucking, yeah. For sure.
I heard you have to kill zombies in that game.
Yeah.
One or two.
That game's actually kind of scary, too. It really is, honestly.
I played a lot of it, like, without even killing shit. You can kind of just, like, sneak around and shit. And then there's the ones that can't see. They can, like, only hear shit.
Those are the worst. The clickers?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But I just, and then people tell me, have you played Uncharted?
No.
People tell me to play Uncharted, but I don't have any interest
in... Too many.
In,
4 or 5, 6.
Yeah.
That, to me, is too cinematic.
Yes.
Like, I feel like there's not enough gameplay just to... It's all an interactive movie.
And I've already played the better version of Uncharted, which was the original Tomb Raider games.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. So, I have a friend who's super into them, and I feel like, okay, you have all these cinematics, and then gameplay, it's like I've played this game in 15 different forms.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed, like, what? Yeah. Call it what you will.
Exactly. The Assassin's Creed games, too, we talk about those often, because those are good games. That's a series that, like... is completely different now, though. I haven't played the new ones, but I've watched them.
Yeah, it's weird. They
don't even look the same.
Yeah.
They lost me with the 5 that were the same.
Yeah.
Oh, Odyssey is Odyssey the newest one?
Yeah, where you're in Greece.
Yeah.
Ancient
Greece. And then before that was Origins, where they were in Egypt.
Yep. Which is cool. The whole shtick for me with Assassin's Creed, though, is that it was like you're playing as a guy that lived through all these historical events. And then all of a sudden, in like the third, fourth, or fifth, or sixth, or seventh one, the guy that they put in the tube to go back in time dies. So it's like Desmond? The whole time you're playing as Desmond to figure out like all this shit. But then Desmond dies, which like completely severs the connection.
They should have one where you go back in time and play as Desmond.
Yeah. Simulator.
Which actually brings me to one of the topics that I have on this post-it note. We breezed past the first one. My first question was actually going to be, if Kim Kardashian showed up on Instagram and had like a pixie haircut, do you think tons of women all over the world would also get a pixie cut?
100%.
You think so too? I was thinking that.
Yeah.
I would think so too. That was, yeah.
What's actually, I want that to happen because it really helps me make my socks.
It's like the what is the pixie cut?
Ramona Flower shit.
Yeah. Like the little the bob like short haircut, like the chick from Pulp Fiction, right? Uma Thurman.
Yeah,
Uma
for Thuma. Sure that would happen.
Uma Gama.
And it would happen within hours.
Yeah. But no, we were talking about Assassin's Creed. My question was going to be if you could go back in time and witness any historical event that ever happened. Just watching like a spectator, what would you choose?
Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that?
Cool.
Was that like, was their first big concert they played in America?
Not everybody
that
was
poster.
Like,
Ed Sullivan.
Oh really? Oh shit! Wow.
That's recorded though, right? You could watch that. Or
yeah.
No,
it is. I think so. Yeah.
I should probably check that out because that seems cool. Like it was probably fucking crazy because they probably had no idea. They're like, the Beatles.
No, they've gotten records over here. There's already, like, the British invasion going on.
Yeah, it was, like, their first, like, big national, like, appearance, basically. That was what kind of blew them up, for the most part. They blew up in the States. I was thinking about Elvis the other day and how fucking stupid that shit was.
You don't like
Elvis? I was like, why? No, I just don't understand why. His voice inflection carried him, basically, the way he played with his voice.
Dude, it feels like so new.
And also it was like his shtick, like his gimmick.
Like it was so
his dancing was PG-13 at the time.
The problem was that he was the first rock star before people knew that you shouldn't be a rock star like that.
Yeah.
You know, doing fucking drugs, being fucking hammered all the time, sleeping all these women, doing crazy shit.
Yeah. He had blue suede shoes, though.
He did have blue suede shoes.
He sang, like, hillbilly rock, almost. And he stayed at Forks, Gump's mom's bed and breakfast. That was a little-known fact.
The little Airbnb. He learned how to dance because of Forrest.
Yeah.
That movie's a fucking treasure, by the way.
When you go back and see all the, like, every big part of American history, he was there.
Yeah.
That's actually the fucking.
What if
best.
You go back? Okay, so what if you go back and watch the JFK assassinate? What? So can you come back? You're saying like if I just experienced it like an animus?
Yeah, you don't get to be there and like interrupt it or
anything. But at least with animus.
You get to
still
climb up buildings and get a bird's eye view.
Yeah. At least with JFK, you'd be able to get some kind of perspective. Was. Yeah.
Oh yeah, true.
And then you'd come back and be like, dude, I know it.
Oh, he's already dead, though. Sorry. Yeah. Bummer, guys.
But you'd still figure it out. Then you could get, like, you could get so much karma on r/conspiracy.
Or, like,
you just bring a camera. You bring one of those blue video recorders.
Yeah.
From, like, 2002. That's why, the ones that were, like, the sticks.
Yeah.
The blue sticks with the little eye lens. You can only record up to, like, 6 minutes at a time.
Yeah,
take like 2 hours to transfer the video over.
It's like if you could go back in time, you'd have to be like, would you be able to take items with you is the question. Because if you could just bring a smartphone with you, it's like that's it, dude.
Record it.
Except for it doesn't work because there's no 3G.
Yeah, the audio's quality, so when you post it on YouTube, you say sorry, messed up audio, so here's the Linkin Park sound in the background.
And you open YouTube and
give
try and
get to reason.
JFK's brains on the back of a fucking car.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
every app doesn't work.
Oh my god.
So you wouldn't even be able to show it off, really.
You could bring the phone back with you. Post it later.
Yeah.
You've like never before seen footage of the JFK assassination.
Or you could just be like, I'm not smart enough to actually make this device that I have in my hands, but you guys should figure it out like right now.
Yeah, reverse engineer.
And then just be the guy that came up with it. Yeah. Even though you already had one somehow.
Invest $100 in Facebook.
Yeah. Except for in that alternate reality, Facebook doesn't blow up because you've already made smartphones. So, like, it changes reality completely.
Facebook was already an app on the phone.
Yeah.
Some, like, wicked fucking defunct company from, like, the 80s ends up becoming the tech giant.
Yeah. Google Plus ends up being the shit.
Holy shit.
There's got to be an alternate reality.
I think Google
somewhere.
Plus shut down, like, this week, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
Damn.
I remember when everybody thought Google Plus was going to be the craziest fucking thing. Like, dude, you have your circle. That's all I remember.
Yeah,
from
you
it.
Could have a circle.
That's all I remember was the circle. I remember kids getting. I remember fucking Joe, Dement, being the only person I knew with a Google Plus account.
Of course.
And he like I remember him showing it to me, and I was like, "This is the future." And then like that Google Plus was finally like free to the public, and I was
really good. That's the thing. It's just that no one used it. It's
marketing.
Like,
now, if they put Apple Plus in front of it, it probably would have been big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The iBook. The iCircle. I don't know what the fuck they'd call it.
I find it odd that Instagram blew up so fast. Because all it is pictures and videos, which you can get anywhere else, really.
How else am I supposed to get my satisfaction if I don't get likes?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's all my self-worth is.
There's so many people like that too, dude. Mm-hmm. It's fucking awful.
It like really, like we did a lot of this in my grad classes, and it has like this crazy emotional appeal to like your inner like needs and satisfactions, and that's just one of the reasons people flock to it so quickly.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a reward system.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to hand it out too. On Instagram, you just double tap.
Yeah,
it's all fast paced.
I miss when YouTube was like. YouTube. Like 2008, 2007.
Yeah.
Nice and fucking weird.
Yeah, when it was just sketchy shit. Like, Chocolate Rain wouldn't become popular nowadays. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because it would if people could see it, but they can't because it's YouTube. The way their algorithm works, it wouldn't show that video.
It's like the agenda.
Yeah.
The ads.
Yeah.
YouTube is miserable with ads right now.
Like, YouTube killed its content creators with the ads.
Yeah.
Because, like.
And it got rid of Alex Jones, which was making all of their money.
Yeah. Well, you had so many people that were, like, animators, and they did the YouTube poops, and they did, like, the commentaries and stuff like that. Or the long form videos where they would be, like, you know, they'd release, like, 1 hour and a half long video every couple months. And then the ads ended up like Filthy Frank is dead because of fucking the ads, you know? Which was just
yeah, and Logan Paul.
Is he really?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say I wish Logan Paul was gone.
No, that's the guy he found.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Oh, you mean it wasn't the ads that?
Yeah, right. Fucking A. I know, it's crazy. Like there was so much. It seems like every year, like a content creator that I was obsessed with on YouTube gets fucking just disappears. Because they just can't.
Yeah.
They can't make money off of anymore.
Pretty soon we're gonna lose Boogie 2988.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Boogie 2988 here, live from the power of the internet.
What's up, YouTube?
Yeah. PewDiePie is still kicking though.
We
which
should
is
start
crazy.
All our podcasts with that.
Yeah.
What's up, YouTube?
Ladies and gentlemen of the internet. Seth Skinner and Jake Jones coming at you live through the power of microphones and video recording technology.
I'm going to need you to smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, smash that subscribe button, please.
Drop a like and subscribe.
Leave a comment. Now.
If you disagree, leave a comment. I'd love to hear your feedback.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer all of them.
Yeah.
I love the...
You can't... What's funny is like a lot of them do answer the things, or you can just heart the comments and it puts them at the top, so you can just have all
give
the
people
good
that
comments.
Satisfaction.
That's true too.
Like the fucking people.
But all the bad comments you just let them fall to the bottom, and all the good ones you just harden.
Well, there was like a thing that I saw about this kid that like comments and retweets all these YouTubers and internet celebrities, and he's just like 11 or 12, and there was like this sketch. I mean, totally not an actual like dissertation of it, but it was like a Dr. Phil-esque guy explaining like how the internet and social media is bad for the development of people because kids are getting on there at such a young age and thinking that this is how you make friends is by talking to them on the internet and
sending posting emojis little tweets and emojis gifts
and stuff like that. And it's like people, maybe it's overblown because I've never had a problem fucking communicating with a child recently. Not that I talk to kids all the time, but it's like kids know how to fucking communicate. That,
he's
that
like, hey, sounded, are you a kid?
That sounded, yeah. That yeah, sounded wicked sketchy saying that. That sounded wicked sketchy saying
I don't have any problem communicating with
I don't have kids. Any problem communicating with a child. No, I mean, I think it's overblown because I think children still learn how to communicate, but it's definitely in a weirder, it's definitely in a different sense where like, I don't know, kids, you don't see kids hanging out at playground. I live across the street from Fitchery. I never see people there. There's two playgrounds and a huge field. I remember growing up, always people would be out playing football or basketball or playing at the park, or you never see kids. What was the one, Manhunt, where they like hide and seek at night and other people's property and shit like that shit. like they're like, oh, we're just gonna, you know.
Well, in a technical sense, without getting too far down the rabbit hole, it's actually, the concept's called cultural determinism versus technological determinism, and one's arguing that culture drives this, and the other's arguing that technology drives this. In reality, it's both. It's like saying, does a person kill someone, or does a gun kill someone? You're going to argue both ways, and they're going to meet in the middle somewhere. So you can say that, like, oh, this is hurting kids, but also we can say that, like, this is the new medium, and they are talking, and they are smarter.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing, too.
People are living longer,
and except kids also talk like this.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
And he's right. I mean, he's got a point.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing, too, that I didn't touch on at all, was as soon as my friends and I stopped hanging out outside and started playing video games together, instead it was almost like we were communicating and spending more time together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I think it comes from an angle of get off my lawn sort of thing, where it's like, you know, you gotta play outside, you gotta spend time with your friends. It's like, I am spending time with my friends. I'm on, like, you know, a Skype call. Well, no, they don't use Skype anymore. Halo I'm 3. In a Discord lobby with my friends.
Yeah.
Mumble.
Yeah. I'm playing, I'm on a Mumble, sir. Oh,
I'm
my
playing,
God.
I'm playing 2v2 BRs, no overshield on Guardian.
Yeah.
Get out of here, casual.
I think, honestly, I think Minecraft is the best thing that's happened in a long time. Because I know my cousin is a teacher in Central Square, and he talks about how he has a course that he does during the summer where he has kids come in, play Minecraft. The kids end up becoming friends through Minecraft, and they also learn, like, he's like, oh, today we're going to
learn the
economic today we're going to do this. And they think, oh, it's just fun playing Minecraft, but they're actually learning shit.
Yeah, they learn how to cut down trees, you know,
basic programming. They learn
turn community. Obsidian stones into a gate to the netherworld.
to another dimension.
They know how to create entire Game Boy Advance games in Minecraft.
That's the craziest shit, too, that I've seen. You've seen that, right?
No, I haven't.
People fucking use redstone and stuff like
someone
that.
Someone made
to, like,
the Pokemon
get,
Red version.
Yeah, like, somebody put Pokemon in Minecraft. There was somebody that put Doom, like, made a fucking computer out of blocks and made Doom.
I played how Minecraft
that
only when
possible?
It was, like, in beta.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when Minecraft was like, I remember fucking Bill DiBiase showed me Minecraft when I was freshman in high school. And he's like, dude, it's crazy. You like dig and you could find monsters and you like, you have to survive and this and this. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he showed it to me. And I'm like, this looks really stupid, but it's only $20 or $25 or whatever. And I was like, fuck it, I'll try it. And it ended up taking over. Like, Minecraft was the original Fortnite.
Yeah.
I got it for free, and I still really haven't played it.
Have you ever spent any time in Minecraft?
No, I cut a couple trees.
Dude, I just remember,
killed like, a couple pigs.
Yeah.
Fucking going over to, like, Wes's or anybody else's house that played it and just, like, bringing your laptop over, because it could run on, like, anything. And you would just get, like, a dozen people over and just play Minecraft together just fucking hang out.
And yeah, then, but you're like, not getting 140 frames out of it, dude. It's like,
you gotta have your draw distance on extra far.
Yeah, you gotta get your field of view all the way up.
Yeah.
Trotus.
Yeah, it's just a very heartwarming game. Left 4 Dead is like that too.
Great memory of playing Minecraft and like listening to Duck Cat for Cutie in the background, being like, "Wow, what a
build a life,
build a little cabin,
what a fucking life, dude." I remember like just getting wicked fucking baked playing Minecraft. I remember playing there's a service, a game service that isn't really around anymore called Beyond, and it was like fan-made free-to-play games, and I just remember playing, like, they had a fucking overhead, like, fucking RuneScape graphics version of, like, Resident Evil that was basically just a rip-off of Left 4 Dead. Mm. Like, you don't see shit like that anymore, like...
RuneScape, Resident Evil, Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, it was so weird. I actually don't even think it looked as good as RuneScape. I think it was just sprites.
RuneScape's like, incredible.
Yeah. And RuneScape is more popular now than it ever is.
Oh my god. Like, World of Warcraft's doing a classic and stuff, but like, I couldn't get back into RuneScape again. I tried when they did classic, yeah, but it's like, like, other companies need to model how well RuneScape re-released classic, because that surpassed the modern game, and it's like incredible model. It's all player driven. Like,
I tried both of them, actually. I tried the newer version. It's the same thing, but it felt like there was less like tutorial. Like, it was walking you through less, and it also, it's the same region, isn't it? Like, it's the same, like, map.
Reskin. Yeah. And a couple of new mechanics.
Yeah, I just couldn't get into the classic one.
I understand that.
I was like, you know,
that game remember, was hardcore, dude.
Yeah, because back
then... the most sandbox game, like, MMO you can play, no doubt.
They also just kind of don't show you much, either.
Yeah.
I kind of got sick of, like, not really knowing what I should focus on. I was like, yeah, I'll just cut trees.
I miss Club Penguin, honestly.
I miss Elf
Bowling. Did you ever play Club Penguin?
No. I mean, actually, in one of my classes, we had to do a UI review of a website or something to troll my professor. I did it on Club Penguin.
Yes.
I got an A on it, 100%. There
you go. Should have done, like, you should have done, like, Newgrounds, Mature, Many Vids.
We need,
You ever heard of Smelly Bears, professor?
Users can do interactive cash operations such as smelly bears.
Chocolate covered smelly bears.
Fucking rough, dude.
So speaking of like user indie created games, you know, I've been listening for a while and I can't believe no one's ever talked about Blisketball on this podcast.
Oh yeah.
Wow, we haven't talked about Blisketball yet. That's actually insane.
Because I have this amazing memory of
you or me.
Jake Bear and his socks slipping and hitting his face because he's jumping around on one leg on the floor of the Jones basement.
There's been a lot of people. There's been a lot of injuries, you know.
Oh, my God. That game
nobody ever goes on IR. Like, yeah, yeah.
The Bojangles.
Bojangles.
I just remember...
I don't know any of the origin of, like, where any of it came from. Like,
I came I over know, like, the day after it was invented. Because the day/night it was invented, I had a Taekwondo test that I had to go to. But we were having a party the next day at the house. Which brings me to another topic that you know is going to fucking the water park that we made in the back. But that's going to be another couple minutes. But I just remember I showed up to Wes's and I brought my laptop and I brought my PlayStation, because usually when we had a party, we'd always play video games and fuck around and shit for a few hours. And Wes is like, you didn't need to bring that. And I'm like, why? And he goes, we're going to play Blisketball. And I'm like, what? And immediately after he said that, Big Wes is like, we're playing Blisketball? And I'm like, what is going on? And
it was like right off the bat.
We all went downstairs. We all went downstairs and it looked like a fucking gladiator arena.
Yeah.
And it had like all the cardboard cutouts and fucking wood pallets and shit.
In a circle.
Everything was just hamstrung together. And literally we played Blisket for like an hour or two. And then the party started and we showed people Blisket and it ended up being like fucking 15 hammered out of control, just chaos.
The ultimate goal is to get the ball in the Blisket.
But which, you also had to get points.
We don't even know where that thing came from. Which we don't even know where that thing came from.
We put the dice in it and you roll the dice and you
get but the points. The Blisket was filled. I don't even know what it is, but it was filled with random objects.
It was
completely random objects.
So basically, I'm just gonna break it down for everybody listening. Those of you that know us and that have hung out with us in the past, you definitely have probably played with us before. I would think almost every guest that we've had on the show has played it. Now that I think about it.
At least once, yeah.
Every guest that we've had, maybe besides Bill, has played Boosketball.
No, he's played it. For sure. He's been to Guy's Night before. Shit.
Maybe.
He has to have played it before.
I think maybe the only person that hasn't played it is maybe Josh and Swamp. But even then, I'm pretty sure Swamp did play it. Because Swamp, come over to a couple of the parties. But basically, in the basement, in the whole house, we had the whole house, which is where all the bad, illegal shit happened. But next to it, we had an arena made up of cardboard cutouts, pallets, broken tables, ping pong, beer pong tables that were all held up by each other.
Just basement stuff.
Just basement stuff, you know, you can find it anywhere. We had one of those novelty Halloween decorations that was the zombie ripping his chest open.
Yeah.
His name's Bojangles. We had Street, the fucking dolphin.
I brought that. I wanted it something, and I was like, hey, man.
You wanted a Dave and Buster's, didn't you?
Something like that. I was like, guys, I got a new dolphin. I hung
it up. And, we had a dolphin. I'm not friends with him, but him and I really get along. But we had a picture. I'm not going to say his name, but we had a picture of somebody hung up in the basement. But if you hit the picture, you had to scream YOLO and then hit the person next to you. We had, what was the other thing in the corner? We had the corner where we had it set up.
The fridge? Is that what the fridge?
It was the fridge, and then we had
the wall.
There was like a ramp that came down from the fridge.
I can't remember what it was called, but it was like, if you were there, it was the deadliest area.
Yeah, it was like
there was a danger zone.
The danger zone. So the ball would be missile because all the shit over there was the bounciest stuff. Yeah. And the ball was not a soft ball. It was a classic rubber dodgeball.
And everyone would always missile it at that section.
At the fucking danger zone. Oh my god.
Paulie and I basically were standing there. Game over.
Yeah. Basically, we would all stand around in a circle, kick the ball at each other.
It's a kickball. Like, it's a full-blown kickball. It's a
fucking kickball. And we'd have to hit it into this basket. And if you ended up kicking over the basket, objects would pour out of it. And you'd have to beat each other up and pick them up and get the points. And like Matt said,
no actual value.
No, they didn't. We had...
There was, like, Hot Wheels and fucking, like, random marbles and shit in it.
Every time you scored, you had to yell prunes. Yeah, you had a Tebow.
Yeah.
And then if you hit Bojangles, you have to put your arms up like Forrest Gump.
And play the entire round.
And play the entire round like that.
Until someone puts it in the bag.
If you hit Street the Dolphin, it turned into FIFA Street, where there was no zone. Everybody was just kicking the ball.
Street!
And we just kicked the shit. I definitely, I don't think I got a broken nose, but I definitely got bloody.
You could do assist.
Assist was good.
Like you go off right to use your hands. Yeah, you try and help them knock it in. You basically act as a backboard.
There's a pool heater. If you hit the pool heater, Mr. Jones from upstairs would be like, hey, it's my pool heater.
I'm going to fix that someday. Blood
it's
was
funny because like you could explain the rules to someone, like they would just get it pretty much right off the bat. Because there really wasn't.
Did we say something when you scored and you had to rotate? Did we say you danced around or something?
No. It was just prunes.
It was prunes. Yeah,
that was it. And then you rotate to the left.
Everyone was in their socks because we're in the house. But it was a slick basement floor.
Super slick.
Lots of injuries.
I remember. Fucking
and everyone every time you'd always be playing with a beer, so like you'd always be one handed.
Beers would get shot out of your hands if the ball got the most
dangerous was once we rolled like two blunts and went to play, and we had like fucking 11 or 12 people there, and just trying to not get the blunt kicked out of your hand.
Well, you can't have it in the danger zone. That's the key.
One time, but we did, I don't know. I can't remember if we made it or not. We stuffed Scott and Paulie into the fridge. Paul was in the freezer. Scott was in the fridge. And we're like, all right, guys, I'm going to yell when the ball comes over to you. And you got to pop out of the fridge. And you got to make it into the basket. Still have a picture of Paul's feet, socks sticking out of the freezer.
Yeah. people would punch it as hard as they can too. Like when it comes at them, they just throw a jab.
Yeah,
I can't believe the sliding glass door never broke from that.
The sliding glass door is surprisingly still there.
Yeah.
But yeah, then there was the other time where I came over after it was done. I only held out a little bit, but when you guys made Enchanted Forest in the back on the deck, I don't remember the full story. I don't remember if you guys were planning to go to Thunder Island and it was closed. So you guys were like, fuck it, and got all the pool toys and water slides and shit and had them chained together on the back deck.
Oh my God.
So like it was like a normal slide, right? And then a slip and slide. Into the pool, and it was fucking dangerous.
It does seem dangerous.
I unfortunately, like I got there right at the end. Like, I got to ride, like, once. And yeah. Then we went in and then made all the Photoshop pictures.
Yeah.
Which still appear on my Facebook timeline.
Yeah, for sure.
Wes put a gorilla under the stairs, like, faded it in, and tagged me in it. So that picture still pops up on my time hop.
Way too good.
Thunder Island.
Thunder Island on the back deck.
Not only was it ridiculous to begin with, but the Photoshop legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the random families having a good time.
Yeah, that was like when we had Mulligan, we used to Photoshop him into shit too.
Yeah.
Like Mulligan was like this artist that like put out wicked shitty music, and we found him on Facebook. And all of his pictures were him photoshopped into like studios and shit because he didn't have a studio. So we photoshopped him into the White House, and we sent him the picture, and he put it on his Facebook. So fucking good.
What was it? It was like popping pills in the White House.
The pills are taking over. Because one of his songs was about, it was called Pills, and the only lyric was the pills are taking over. So he put, these pills are taking over at the White House. Photoshopped him in it.
Oh my God. I'll never forget just how chaotic those, like, because I would always be there before the party. I would get there at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon in pregame, naturally. And then the regulars would show up at like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Which would be like the rest of the guys, anybody that was ever involved in Ethernauts, like you. And then like significant others. And then other original friends, like people that were in Burn or Cosmic Sea.
Right.
But then by like 10 or 11 o'clock, you'd have the fringes. You know, exactly. The fringe friends. Mm-hmm. Not that they're bad people. They were like, but they would be, it'd be the people that were invited that would show up, but also bring their own entourage.
Yeah.
Like, yep. People from, like, fucking Syracuse or Rochester would show up. I still remember there was one night Mike Walker was there. I don't know if you remember him. Yeah. I hope he's all right. I have no idea what happened to him.
I think he's, like, super religious now.
Yeah. Good for him. Thank God.
He found God.
I remember he got wicked fucked up and was just Smeagol and Gollum for the rest of the night. He was Smeagol and Gollum for the rest of the night. And it was just the sketchiest thing. I don't remember a lot of... a lot of things for sure broke, but I don't remember anything too bad. When Vinny was Hulk Hogan and destroyed... We didn't even talk about this when Vinny was on. When Paul spent an entire day.
I remember getting there. Paul, what did you do? He's like, oh, I just hang out here. Was Wes here? No, I built a city.
Yeah, Paul showed up without anybody else at the house, and he built an entire city out of cardboard boxes.
Yeah, and then just Vinny, so there was like 10 seconds of Vinny like dropping elbows on it.
Yeah, fucking like almost tearing his rotator cuff.
Probably I brought my amazing roommate I had to that party. And this Halloween, we dressed up as Buzzsaw fans. Remember Buzzsaw from the first Spider-Man? We were the fans with the saws. That
like, that's hilarious.
I remember that. The things you can't forget are all the times the cops were called.
Right.
I was there for a couple, and Big Wes just like talked them away.
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that one of the times. How like he just would talk the cops down basically out of it.
He'd just be like, these neighbors are out to get me. I have a noise ordinance thing that's signed by the neighborhood, but they're still calling you guys. And he would pull it out and it'd be authentic. And it's like, when did you have the time to do this? You've been drinking since 1 o'clock yesterday morning.
He's like, what? I thought this was America.
Yeah. I remember the time where I was way too young to be there. I was like 15, my first party, the cops get called. And there were people outside smoking a bong underneath the deck. And the cops straight up showed up and slapped the bong out of the guy's hand. I'm not going to say any names, but made everybody come inside, and then just everybody scattered. I think it was after one of the Battle of the Bands.
It was after Hair. I wish I'd gone to that. It was after Hair one.
So I was 14 then.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I remember hearing, like, being one of the fringe invites to that, and we're like, nah, it's too far away. We're not going to go. And then all these crazy stories. And forever, my career, my tenure at the West household, at the Jones household.
Always got brought up at every party. Like, do you guys remember after Battle of the Bands? Because it ended up being, like, it was only supposed to be the bands that we knew, which would have been everybody.
Yeah.
And I was there Schwang
was, like, yelling he was going to get naked into the mic and shit. And I think the...
Solid.
Yeah. I think he was yelling he was going to get naked and the neighbors heard it and shit. And
yeah.
That's what kind of... It wasn't long after he was going to get naked that the cops showed up.
Yeah. I remember other people were fucking hiding in the garage underneath cars or under cars in general.
Right.
There was one guy that... and these are... Mind you, all these people I'm talking about have been on the show. Yeah. Like, one of the people that's been on the show hid in the bed of someone's truck underneath a tarp.
Yeah.
And then, like, as soon as he peeked out and saw the cops were around the house and he just dipped and booked it and left... Like, crazy shit happened. I think I hid in, like, Wes or Christie's room.
Probably. So you were there? You stayed there?
I think so. I was way too young. I was either 14 or 13. I wasn't even drinking or anything by that point in my life. I wasn't doing any of that shit.
Right.
I was just there to play video games and watch Aaron Berlin eat a bunch of jalapeno peppers out of the jar.
Nice.
It was pretty sweet. I brought it up when he was on. There was like a jar of like sliced jalapeno peppers and he ate like the whole jar.
Yeah, I remember when Rage peed in the fridge.
He peed in the vegetable crisper.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I know. Two people who beat in that.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
I remember Paulie the next morning. Like, I was sleeping on the same couch as Paul, and he wakes up. He's like, "Matt, I saw something last night." And he's like, "I wasn't sure if I was dreaming," and then the pee in the fridge confirmed it. And he watched this party walk, pee in one spot, move, pee in the fridge, and then go circle around and come back to bed.
It's so crazy.
It's hilarious.
Oh, my Lord.
I think one of my favorite memories, I tell the story all the time, is like my second time staying at the Jones' house. Obviously, we stayed up late, whatever, playing video games, sleeping in the living room, or the video game room. And we can knock on the door, and everyone's like, "Oh, he's here, he's here, he's here." We go, "What?" It's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's Dave Reed. And he's like, "Dude, I got Gauntlet Legends and burnt it for the Dreamcast. Let's go play it." So we're all up till 4 in the morning, and 9 o'clock in the morning, Dave Reed comes in with Gauntlet Legends for like the PS1.
I got Gauntlet Legends.
Yes. And we played it. I'm a huge fan of the game. Played it for like 5 hours.
Oh, my God. I told this story, too. I remember my favorite Dave Reed moment, which is what scared the shit out of me of him for most of my life, was when one of the parties I was wearing a Doom shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like just critiquing and criticizing me. He's like, "You're not even a real Doom fan." And I'm like, "I love Doom." And he goes, "No, you're not. You don't like it at all. You never even played it." And he gaslit me the whole night.
No, you're not. Honestly, it's been like a milestone in my life. To be at a point where I can get as excited about things as Dave Reed gets excited about anything.
Everything, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dave, we're going to get some pizzas. Oh, wicked, dude.
Fuck yeah.
It's amazing. It's inspirational to me.
I want to have him back on as soon as possible. He's so fucking... He's just...
Hilarious.
Legitimately one of the best people I've ever met in my life. Fantastic, man.
Thank you.
Piece of shit. Scumbag. All right.
I guess let's wrap it.
Yeah, I think that might be it. It's almost 4 o'clock already.
Wow.
That's fucked up. I feel like we just started like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, except for we watched Tiptoes trailer.
Yeah, we did watch the Tiptoes trailer.
You cannot. This is not real.
We need to watch that now.
Who got a camera for that and said, "What kind of camera do you want?" Like, 1987.
A bad one. Let's do that. We should do a companion and watch Tiptoes live.
Speaking of companion, UFC 235, 236. John Jones versus Anthony Smith is tonight. Who you got?
I mean, John Jones, he's on those picograms, dude.
That's very fair. Yep. Unbelievable.
And I think Robbie Lawler.
Against Askren.
Yeah.
And then obviously Tyron Woodley is going
to
be
Askren. I don't know. I think the fucking Askren fight's going to be the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah.
And then I got Woodley for sure. Mm-hmm. But without I think that's an interesting card. So, yeah.
Can I make a show suggestion before we go?
Yeah, sure.
I think you guys need to do, not every episode, when you're going late, like a call-in game show. Yeah. So,
like Fish Center?
Yeah, you call someone. You say, welcome to the show.
You call them. You're going to be the first person I call.
Enter them into the game show. Yeah. And it's like what I'm thinking is like, 1 a.m, Brandon Galloway gets a phone call.
Yeah.
Like, ask him these questions, intrusive, trivial, and he wins 50% off Wad's own coupon.
we'll buy you a Kaleo.
Yeah. We just give him like
this quick question.
We just give him like expired coupons that we have laying around.
Fucking expired debit cards.
Yeah.
Jesus. The people who've been on the show are way too like into it. But you need to get Brandon. Perfect.
Yeah. We should see if Brandon would ever be on the show. That'd be a fun.
Yeah, we should.
No, Edway could listen to
that.
That'd
be a fun one.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. He wants to jam, so kill two birds. Get two birds. Cool things.
He's played some Tesseract videos and stuff like that.
Yeah,
cool. So I was watching those.
Fuck yeah. Well, thanks for coming up all the way from Clemson, South Carolina to hang out with us.
Clemson, South Carolina.
Thanks. Yeah, been listening for a while. I've been excited.
It's
super happy.
Fucking awesome. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
Even though you drank all the fucking water.
Yeah. Running the taps dry around here.
Yep. God damn it.
You're so hydrated right now. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
Take it sleazy.
We'll see you soon. ClearShotsPodcast.com is where you'll find links to everything we do. You can check us out on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on Periscope for live videos. If you have anything you want to ask us, send us an email at ClearShotsPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.